paths for my crazy day, my packed commute, all those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Redskins, your daily podcast on the Washington Redskins, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Redskins. I'm your newest host, Zach Hicks. Very, very excited to be a part of this. David Locke and the rest of the Locked On team do a great job, and I'm just glad they let me into this team that, I'm telling you, is doing some outstanding work right now. So, very excited to be a part of it, and we have a good show for you today. Going to break down the last week's game between Oakland and Washington, which I got to tell you was one of my favorite games ever as a fan of the Redskins. I couldn't be more happy with that performance, so we'll get into a little bit of that and what the Redskins did well there. And we'll also break down what the Redskins need to do well against the Chiefs tonight to pull off the big upset on the road. Before we get into that, I just want to let you guys know that this Monday edition of Locked On Redskins is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at MyBookie.ag. So, last week's game against the Raiders, I mean, how many of you guys really thought that we were going to win that game? Primetime game, Kirk Cousins, we had no chance. But we somehow pulled that one out, and it's not that we just pulled it out. It was the most dominating performance I have ever seen from the Redskins, in my time as a fan at least. I'm 20 years old, so since 1997, I started watching in around 2005, I have never seen a more dominating performance ever. And that just goes to show how well-prepared this team was, how aggressive they were, how they just were firing off the ball. I mean, how many players can you really say played poorly in that game? On offense, Chris Thompson was a spark plug, as always. I mean, he's been outstanding this year. I mean, who saw that coming? He's basically DeSean Jackson as a running back in this offense, which is insane to think that our 5'8", 170-pound running back is our biggest playmaker on the team when he plays 30% of the snaps, 40% of the snaps. So he's been outstanding this year. Kirk Cousins, you know, you guys can say what you want about him, but he came out firing the ball, and that's exactly what you want to see out of your quarterback, especially in a big game like that. So you can bash him all you want, but I'm still a Kirk Cousins fan. I want to see more consistency because that's really what we need out of our quarterback position, especially with the not as many weapons this year as in the past couple years. But all in all, it was a great game from Cousins. The offensive line looked great. Khalil Mack, I think, only had one sack and a couple pressures. So Morgan Moses holding his own over there was one of the big keys to the game. And he actually played really well, especially coming off of that three sack after he gave up three sacks in the opener against the Eagles. So yeah, the offense was outstanding. Vernon Davis filled in great for Jordan Reed. I mean, again, where did that come from? And I think the most underrated thing about that performance on offense was just how prepared Jay Gruden was. He was ready. He was pounding the ball with Samaje Perine. And even though he wasn't getting much, he was wearing that defense down. And it showed late in the game. Mack Brown was able to come in and grind out some big yards towards the end of the game. And that was against starting caliber players, a guy who we had healthy scratch the last couple weeks. And on special teams only, he was able to come in and look like a very good back. And I'm not bashing Mack Brown, as many of you guys follow me know. Mack Brown is one of my favorite players. So I'm not opposed to him getting more carries. I'm just saying that Perine and the game plan wore the Raiders down. And also, another underrated part about Jay Gruden's coaching performance in that game, something in the scouting report said we got to throw screens against them because they had no answer for the screen game. So Gruden, his coaching job, along with Kavanaugh and those other guys over there, rotating the running backs, pounding the rock, and really wearing that Raiders defense down, it was excellent. And Cousins didn't have to do much, but when he did, he looked outstanding. And by the way, that Josh Doctson catch was legit. Mossed our old corner David Amerson. So overall, it was an excellent game offensively, especially after those two, I wouldn't say two stinkers, but the first game against the Eagles was definitely an offensive stinker. The second game was up and down, but overall we finished that game well. But this game was a big improvement on the first two games that you're on offense. And now it's time to gush about that amazing defense. Like, where did that come from? I don't really know who to give big credit for on after that performance. I mean, there was not one defensive player on the team who played poorly. Zach Brown has been outstanding this year as their middle linebacker. I haven't seen a middle linebacker this active on the Redskins in my lifetime. Fletcher was very good, but I don't think he played at this kind of tenacity that Zach Brown does. Matt Ioannidis and John Allen, those guys are making believers out of me, and I wasn't even that high on Ioannidis and Allen going into the year. I thought they would just be decent stopgap guys who could stop the run, but man, we were getting pressure with four guys up the middle against an all-pro offensive line, and that's the part that we got to really appreciate. Assemble is an all-pro guard. Gabe Jackson, an all-pro guard. Donald Penn, a Pro Bowl left tackle. It's outstanding that we were able to get the amount of pressure that we did rushing a six-round sophomore player, a first-round rookie with shoulder issues, a third-year guy who's kind of coming off of a down year last year in Preston Smith. Like, he's fine, but he's been outstanding this year. He's so up and down, but he really had Donald Penn's number on last Sunday night, and it really showed. And then Ryan Kerrigan. Can never say enough about Ryan Kerrigan. He is just a baller. He does everything right, everything that your team needs him to do. He'll come out and do it. He'll get pick sixes. He'll get sacks, get strip sacks. He's just as consistent as they come, and you have to be ecstatic looking at a performance like that. And then the secondary. I'm not going to overlook the secondary. The secondary has been marvelous this year. I mean, D'Angelo Hall. I'm never going to mention D'Angelo Hall ever again on this podcast, by the way. He's never going to play again. Josh Norman and Bashaw Breeland have been excellent this year. And I think the play of Kendall Fuller has overshadowed how good those two have been. They have not been getting any targets their way. When they have been getting targets, they've been allowing next to nothing. And it's just been fun to watch. And then the infusion of that rookie back there in safety, Monte Nicholson, God, that guy is one of my favorite players to watch. I was a big fan of him in college, and I'm just glad that he's showing his true potential here in the NFL. And again, it's super fun to watch. I mean, I'm just speaking as a true fan right here, not someone who's trying to analyze the game. I've never been so impressed by a performance by the Redskins, and it's making me kind of a believer going into the game tonight, where we are going against the best team in football on the road on Monday night, and I somehow have some belief that we might win. That's how impressive that win was last week, and I hope they can carry it forward and pull off the upset tonight. So we're going to get right into the Chiefs and Redskins breakdown here in a second, and I have a lot to say about this game tonight because it is going to be a big game, and if the Redskins can somehow pull this off, it is going to be a fun year for us because that means this team is actually legit. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not really a betting man, so I don't know if I would put money on this game, for instance. But you know, like ever since I started doing podcasts like this and covering the NFL, people have been asking me for advice. I got guys at work, at my day job, my family members. They all ask me, you know, who to bet on this week. You got, you know, the Redskins or Chiefs or Patriots and Panthers. Like, who would have saw that coming this week? I have no clue. I am not the expert when it comes to betting. Well, let me tell you this, though. Where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, guys, just 2 business days. They have in-game live betting, the most reward player perks in the business, and an all-time mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join MyBookie and they will match your deposit up to 100% bonus. Like, I mean, seriously, guys, why would you not go with all of this here? So just use the promo code locked on and to activate the offer and visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. So let's jump into our Redskins and Chiefs breakdown here. Honestly, it is going to be a tough game tonight. The Chiefs have so many explosive players on their team. Not just Tyreek Hill, not just Kareem Hunt, but Travis Kelce is going to be a big problem for the Redskins tonight. And I'll tell you why. The Redskins lack that cover linebacker. Zach Brown has all the speed in the world. He is a burner at the linebacker position, but he is an uber-aggressive run stopper first. And you kind of live with that when he's making plays all over the field in the running game. So, you know, if I was a betting man, which we went over that, I'm not, or a big fantasy guy. I would probably say Kareem Hunt doesn't have as huge a game as he usually does, but Travis Kelce is going to go off tonight. And that's just something you might have to live with as a Redskins fan, unless they scheme to have maybe Monte Nicholson cover him, because he does have that athleticism to stay with Kelce. But yeah, Zach Brown is not the type of linebacker that is great in coverage. He's been getting beat constantly this year. From watching the Redskins games throughout the year, Zach Ertz had a huge game against the Redskins week one. Everett for the Rams had a big game against us, and he's done nothing besides that this whole year. And Jared Cook, I mean, was their only bright spot last week. So we do have trouble covering the tight end spot. So it does kind of worry me that we are going against an elite tight end in Travis Kelce, who is probably the best best healthy tight end in the NFL right now. Once Gronk gets healthy again, it is up for debate. But that matchup definitely does scare me. So if the Redskins want to have a chance, in my opinion, to slowing down their passing game and their offense, they have to stop Kelce first. And that starts with guys like Nicholson and guys like Brown actually staying back a little bit in coverage. It's not going to be easy, because you also have to have Nicholson over the top watching for Tyreek Hill, because we don't have any corners that can actually stay with him. I mean, there are some positives. I'm not just going to say, you know, we can't stop Kelce, we can't stop Hill. Our defensive line, if they can keep that pressure up from last week, they will be able to get pressure on Alex Smith, roll him out of the pocket. And he makes some mistakes outside of the pocket. He is one of the safest quarterbacks in the NFL. But you get him out of the pocket, and he'll make some mistakes, just like any other quarterback. And Kareem Hunt as well, he's still a rookie. So if you can rattle him early and get some big hits on him early, I guarantee he won't be breaking off those super long runs. So the keys tonight have to be contain Travis Kelce and get pressure on Alex Smith. Kareem Hunt, I feel like the Redskins run D will stop him, contain him. I won't say stop him, because he is a legit running back right now in the NFL. He's exploding. And it's really fun to watch, especially as a draft guy who really loved him last year. Kareem Hunt is an outstanding talent, but it has to be slowing down Travis Kelce tonight, because the tight end position is what kills us. And I think Andy Reid knows that. He's a veteran coach who's been in this league for a long time, coached against the Redskins for a long time too. So he's going to try to exploit that matchup, and we have to roll coverage his way, even if it's roll DeShazer Everett over the top and play with a lot of three safety looks with Swearinger, Everett, and Nicholson. You got to do something to slow down Kelce. Other guys we need to watch out, though, for is Tyreek Hill. He is that explosive playmaker, the type of guy that the Redskins in the past would definitely have trouble with. He kind of reminds me of DeSean Jackson a little bit when he played for the Eagles, especially on that big Monday Nightmare game that all of us Redskins fans remember a couple years ago. I just have nightmares about it to this day, where DeSean Jackson's running over D'Angelo Hall. Again, I'm mentioning D'Angelo Hall on here. Or he's running past D'Angelo Hall for a big touchdown. And that's my big fear. We don't have speedy guys at our cornerback position. We have physical dudes who will play you tough underneath. So it is really interesting to see how they're going to match up with a guy like Tyreek Hill. On offense, though, we have to keep with the quick passing game. Dee Ford is out tonight, so that does definitely help. His pass rushing, he's a good pass rusher off the edge, but they still have Justin Houston. They still have playmakers all across the defense. Marcus Peters is arguably the best cornerback in football, and the rest of the guys back there, even without Eric Berry, they are ball hawks. So Cousins is going to have to be on his best tonight, especially against a ball hawking defense like this. So I think if he plays under control and we feed Fat Rob quite a bit tonight, the offense can contain the Chiefs a little bit. Overall, again, it is an underdog type game. They have the quarterback who's playing better. They have the running back who's playing better. Offensive line, we probably have a little bit better, but they have the better tight end currently. They have the better receivers. They have the better defense, arguably. I don't know if last week was a facade or not, but they are a legit team, and it's going to be a very interesting game tonight, and I definitely look forward to watching it and seeing if this Redskins team is legit. I will say, though, I do expect this team to come out and play with a little more fire than they have in past years after a big game, because, like I said, my whole life has been revolved around the Redskins just dropping stinkers after big games and really being let downs. I think that I see a little bit different this Redskins team. They play with more of a fire on their defense. I believe in Kirk Cousins still. I think he can come out and still be a good quarterback for this team. So I'm actually expecting a close game tonight. Overall, I would be really disappointed if they lost, even though I wouldn't be shocked, if that makes sense. I think it is going to be a good matchup between two good teams, but I don't expect the Skins to come out the win tonight. I might just be sounding pessimistic because I've grown up in the 2000s as a Redskins fan. Nothing seems guaranteed with me. It's just the Chiefs have so much firepower, and they're so well coached, and they know their system very well. So it is going to definitely be a tough game, but it should be a fun one to watch. I'll be watching tonight. I'll probably be rewatching it tomorrow before I release the podcast tomorrow. I'm giving you guys a breakdown. But yeah, I don't want to see any of you guys quoting me or on Twitter or anything like that saying that I called for the Redskins to lose this game. I think it'll be a close-fought game that I think the Chiefs win in the end. But, if the Redskins pull this win off, then they are telling the rest of the league, hey, we're legit. It's not the Eagles division to run away with. It's not the Cowboys division to run away with. It is the Redskins are here to dominate this division if we beat the Chiefs and the Raiders in back-to-back weeks on primetime. So this game would be huge if they could pull off the upset tonight going into the bye week 3-1 coming out against San Fran. So look for the team to come out with some extra fire tonight. It might cause some early mistakes, but I feel like they're going to be playing almost as aggressive as they were last weekend. And it's going to be a fun game to watch if they even play near the level they did last week. All right, guys, well, that's all I have for today. I will be joining you guys again tomorrow around 6 p.m. I just want to give a couple shout-outs, though, before the end of this podcast here for some people who have kind of helped me reach this point and get on Locked On Redskins. Zach Goodall, who hosts the Locked On Jaguars podcast, definitely go check him out, guys. He is excellent with the work he does. But, Zach, I just want to say thanks for the recommendation here. It means a lot. And same goes to Michael Kist, who is the host over at Locked On Eagles. Him and Ben Solak, two guys I love interacting with, two of my good friends here in the writing and podcast community. And those three guys right there that I mentioned, they're excellent at what they do. I really appreciate their recommendations. And, you guys are awesome. So thank you for that. And also, big shout out to my family who's probably listening right now. I know it's cheesy, but I appreciate you guys supporting me all the time. So, tune in tomorrow, guys. I should have a breakdown of the Redskins-Chiefs game. And hopefully we are all celebrating a win tomorrow.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.